Yes, I know it's early, I'm sorry, but it's important. Something really amazing has happened. I found something. I went to an estate sale last Saturday morning, you know, and I came across this old trunk, and I knew instantly that it would look amazing in my home office. It was filled with these trinkets and a few books and other odds and ends. I paid $25 for the trunk and everything inside of it. The next day, I had it out in my driveway to clean it up, and it was a little bit on the dirtier side, so it took a really long time. And at the bottom of the trunk, there was this old shoebox, and it contained a series of letters bound with a rubber band. And, I mean, you know I love old letters. I was so excited. You always hear about people finding treasures and items worth millions from estate sales. I mean, I could have, like, just won the garage sale lottery, right? So, leaving the trunk outside, I took the letters straight to my office and started reading them at my desk. Wow. I would not have believed that these were written in the 50s, as postmark would lead me to believe. But, I mean, the yellowing of the paper was proof that they were, I don't know, at least 60-something years old. They were super explicit. And, gosh, I just needed to share this with someone. You're the first person I thought of. You have to listen to some of this. I'm gonna read something to you. Well, something explicit. Are you ready? Okay, you're gonna need to sit down for this. All right, now be quiet and listen. Dear Elise, I hope you are doing well and that this letter finds you in good spirits. I think about you often and wonder about how you are doing at the university. Are the days bright and sunny? They've been dull and dreary here at home, but when the spring ends and you come home for the summer, I know the sun will shine just for you. I remember last summer, as I watched you lay in the grass by the lake, your wet legs glistening in the sun. Oh, how I felt like I was taking liberties with my eyes. But you caught me looking and gave me a devilish smile. I still hold that smile deep in my memory. A special place where I keep all of our memories. A safe place that I keep locked. A place for treasures worth more than mere jewels or gold. Do you remember that day by the lake? It was midsummer, and the heat of the sun was turning the old lady's a lovely shade of brown. I was sitting on the side of the dock, watching the pretty girl sunbathe. My feet hung in the chilly water. I recall how calming it felt. How could I have known that today would be the day that changed my life forever? That it wouldn't be anything like the countless number of summer days spent at the edge of the lake. I can't seem to think back to what caught my eye, or why I looked in your direction, whether it was a movement, or a flash of color, or even a sound. It could have been anything. I gazed at your long, smooth legs and bare feet. My eyes traced the length of your thigh up and around your hip, your curve so delicate. I noticed then that your two-piece bathing suit was a solid and striking blue. Your breasts were full and filled your top without overflowing. Your neck looked soft and inviting. Your mouth, however, caught me unguarded. Your lips pouted as you pulled down your sunglasses. You looked right at me.
I saw the exact moment your facial expression changed from happy relaxation to curiosity and impish delight. You stood up and glanced in my direction. You motioned for me to follow, or at least I thought you had. I was wide-eyed as I trailed you through the woods, but then you disappeared. Around one tree and then another, I searched for at least 20 minutes before I heard you laugh and a dry twig snap underfoot. What I did not expect was a second voice. A deep moan of a man in pleasure. I quietly and carefully made my way towards the strange sounds and moans. I walked into a secluded clearing and saw you and your friend in knee-high grass. You were immediately aware of my presence, but he, with his back turned, did not notice or hear my footsteps. You gave me a wink as you took his cock out of your mouth. A smile appeared on your face while you stroked him, looking directly at me. I tried to return the smile, but could only manage an awkward wave hello. I had never seen anything like this before. I watched you slowly wrap your lips around his dick and slide him in and out of your mouth. He had a fistful of your hair, guiding your head back and forth. I stood there confused, a little dizzy, my jaw wide open. I could have been swaying in the breeze and wouldn't notice. At first, I thought my heart was going to break. That I was going to feel deflated and defeated. But to my surprise, and I think maybe to yours as well, that didn't happen. I was getting hard and excited. My breathing quickened. I was exhilarated and in state of complete lust. I began to sweat. You slid your hand up the back of his leg and grabbed his ass. Then you gave a motion with your hand to me that you wanted me to jack off. It was like you were reading my mind. I never felt so close to someone as I did with you in that moment. I grabbed my dick as it hardened in my swimming trunk. It was throbbing and hurt as it pushed against its constraints. We locked eyes, yours so sweet and tempting. I lowered my trunks to stroke my cock. I couldn't look away from you, your face, your lips wrapped around that dick. You never once looked up at him. We never broke eye contact. I knew then. I was feeling something more powerful than I could have imagined. I never dreamed I could fall in love watching the most beautiful woman I've ever seen sucking a stranger's dick. I didn't even know that it was something that women did with men. There I was, and I believe we were the first two people on God's green earth to fall in love this way. I was going to come soon. My hand was matching his thrusts into your mouth. I heard you whimper as he came in your mouth. I watched as his cock throbbed, releasing his seed. Your eyes watered as you watched me come at that same moment. I was in love with you. You winked again as you stood up. Your knees had grass stains. and you waved at me quickly to leave. My heart raced as I walked back to the beach. I had to find a way to talk to you and tell you all the strange feelings that seemed to be exploding from my chest. But you didn't come back. I did, however, encounter your friend. Long story short, he gave me your address at college. I hope this letter finds you well, and hope that we can see each other again. The Watcher.
Okay, that's the first letter. Yeah, I know, it's fucking crazy, right? I think the old lady I bought it from might have been Elise. Do you think it's possible? She's a dirty old lady if she is. So funny. Oh yeah, I've read them all, but I think I need to get back to work now. I'll read you the rest soon. Yeah, I need a cold shower too. Okay. Talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye-bye.